Psychedelics and the Soul, a mythic guide to psychedelic healing, depth psychology, and cultural repair by Simon Uggler. Narrated by Simon Uggler. Published by North Atlantic Books. An appendix containing a question inventory can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. The following information is intended for general information purposes only. The publisher does not advocate illegal activities, but does believe in the right of individuals to have free access to information and ideas. Any application of the material set forth in the following pages is at the reader's discretion and is their sole responsibility. To my teachers and to all ceremonial elders, may your fires never go out. And so long as you haven't experienced this, to die and so to grow, you are only a troubled guest on the dark earth. Goethe. Introduction. El Camino Rojo. Night comes quickly in the jungle. The sun offers one last spectacular display of pink and golden light before being swallowed by the endless green horizon. In the darkness, the jungle comes alive. A chorus of frogs and insects harmonizes in an electric hum, forming a sonic tapestry that resounds with the wet pulse of life. At night, animals and spirits roam this verdant expanse where, in some areas, the level of biodiversity in one square hectare can rival that of an entire country. The jungle breathes. In this fertile darkness, the healers of the Amazon do their work. In 2015, I spent 6 weeks living in the Peruvian Amazon with a family of traditional healers from the Shipibo tribe, a culture renowned for their skills in healing and in working with ayahuasca, a powerful psychedelic plant medicine used throughout the Upper Amazon. This relatively brief immersion in the Shipibo tradition set my internal compass firmly in the direction of something many have called El Camino Rojo, the Red Road, the healing path. Those were some of the most challenging weeks of my life. Eventually, downing a full cup of the thick, ominous ayahuasca brew every other night became a less frightening prospect than consuming the arsenal of plant purgatives our Shipibo teachers presented to us. The strict dieta of unsalted, bland, and nutritionally vacant food created a slow burn of calorie-restricted introspection that alternated between ecstasy and torture, permeated by the entrancing whir of amphibian chirping. Among frequent visitations from giant butterflies, enveloping rainstorms, and bioluminescent tree spirits, two things dawned on me. The first was that it was not my place to be pouring cups of this powerful ancient medicine for others to consume. After facilitating just one ceremony during that time and feeling the immensity of the maestro's seat and the duties attached to it, I firmly understood the seriousness of this responsibility. Despite the prevalence of self-described shamans one can encounter across much of the Western world, the time and energy required to become a fully trained ayahuasquero could in some ways compare to a PhD, but with stakes much higher than student debt. That fact, combined with issues around legality and cultural legitimacy, caused me to think twice about claiming this mantle. My second realization occurred when I came to see the tradition of depth and Jungian psychology as the closest thing Western culture had left to a living tradition of genuine soul work. Having immersed myself in the disciplines of anthropology, mythology, and depth psychology for most of my adult life, I could comfortably call that tradition my own. I continued to study ayahuasca, along with other traditions of plant medicine and healing, many of which were a part of my life long before my journey to Peru. My path took me around the globe several more times as I became an experiential educator, leading immersive study abroad semesters for young adults. Eventually, I enrolled at Pacifica Graduate Institute to study depth psychology and became a psychotherapist specializing in psychedelic integration, internal family systems therapy, and men's work. During the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, I, like so many others, found the cornerstones of my life, an engagement to my then partner, old friendships, and best laid plans, dissolving into an ocean of uncertainty. After months spent navigating the underworld of heartbreak, I accepted a position in Jamaica at one of the world's leading psilocybin retreat centers, serving as a psychedelic therapist and retreat leader. All of this built upon a decade of travel and time learning from indigenous peoples across the world. I've witnessed full power Hakkas and Maori Marais, stared into the shifting coals of ceremonial fires, and danced with Shona spirit mediums in the throes of possession. These experiences taught me things that changed the very bedrock of my being, shifted how I relate to the human and more than human world, and upended my understanding of what is real. Most of this book exists because of the kindness and generosity of indigenous people who trusted me enough to share from their hearts. I am forever in their debt. Now, I watch the white winter sun slip behind the forested hills that cradle downtown Portland, gazing out massive floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the Willamette River. I am struck by the natural beauty of this beloved, troubled city. Sitting on the top floor of a colorfully painted high-rise, I am surrounded by 16 people, some lying under blankets while wearing eye shades, others breathing silently in a meditative posture. They are some of the first people in the United States to experience a legal psilocybin mushroom journey. As I stare out across the valley that holds my hometown, I can look behind the skyscrapers and glimpse the very hillside where I first took this medicine almost 20 years ago. Today, as a psychedelic therapist and educator helping to train some of the nation's first legal psychedelic guides, I can only feel a sense of completion and stillness, a body of settled satisfaction, and a full heart after a long journey home. Psychedelics and the soul. Psychedelics are not about improving mental health. There, I said it. Psychedelics are not about having a slightly better day at the office, boosting your productivity, or optimizing your portfolio of cryptocurrencies. There's no guarantee that psychedelics will make you happy or make your life easier. They might help you discover a life more rich with meaning, saturated in wonder, or centered in truth. But this is not an easy road. Myth tells us there is no getting something for nothing, no reward or wisdom that is not duly earned. Unless you have a burning desire to sit for 7 years beside a druid's fire, peer into black temple doorways, descend into the underworld, break bread with serpents, shed your skin, and learn to feed eagles for
sample complete. Ready to continue?